Today on the broadcast, we're going to speak of the terror of the Lord from 2 Corinthians 5. You don't hear that every day, the terror of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit. This is Pastor Justin Atchison. I'm honored and humbled to pastor the Bemis Road Baptist Church and manage also WZYN Radio, which is a ministry of the Bemis Road Baptist Church. And I'd love for you to listen to WZYN anytime at WZYN.org. Or if you're in South Georgia, you might pick it up at 8:10 a.m. And we're honored to have the ministry of WZYN and then also this broadcast. I don't know how you're listening. Maybe you're listening at WZYN.org or possibly on our website on a downloaded sermon. I don't know how it's coming to you, but I'm certainly grateful to God that you're listening. We go verse by verse through the book of 2 Corinthians. That's what we're doing right now, and I'm enjoying myself. And we get to an interesting portion of Scripture here. I'm going to need to read these three verses in your hearing, and then we'll dive into verse 11 at least. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is of God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. Paul mentions here a motivation that he has. He mentions something that's deep down in his soul, in his heart, something that moves him. Paul was a man that was constantly attacked, misrepresented, falsely accused. He was a tortured man. They literally hurt him. They left him for dead, didn't they? But he had a motivation to keep on going. One of them has to be the judgment seat of Christ, which we studied on last broadcast, which is in verse 10. But he goes a little bit further. What drives a man in the ministry? What drives a Christian? What has him to keep going on? Well, there's many reasons. There's one thing here in verse 11 that we don't get to mention very often. And I want to just slow down for just a moment and talk about it. He says here, knowing something. Therefore, the terror of the Lord we persuade men. First of all, he knew something. He knew of the terror of the Lord. He knew something. It was something deep down in his soul. You know, it's important, Christian, that you know some things about God. That you know the whole counsel of God. Because off of what we know is how we will behave. Off of what we know is how we will behave. Knowledge does something to you, especially God's word. The prophet said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Paul knew something. He knew the terror of the Lord. The word terror means fear. The translation is right there, tear, just to be terrified. Yeah. You don't have to make anything of it than just exactly what it is, to be terrified. People would probably change that in a modern translation to a softer word, but it's to be terrified, to be scared. That was a motivation of Paul. The greatness of God. In Nehemiah, you'll find God referred to as terrible. That means he's so awesome, so great. It brings terror to you. That's where you get the word terror is from, terrible, just awesome, just mighty. And it brings about a certain healthy fear about you. Does anybody fear God anymore? You say, well, that doesn't really mean you're scared of him. Well, I understand my appreciation for God is not one of fear. It's one of love. I understand he loves me as a father would love his children, but also I have a healthy fear of him. He's a God of justice and judgment. He's a thrice holy God. Amen. He's not one to be trifled with. Amen. Sure. He means business. God is jealous, the prophet said in Nahum. The Lord revengeth, the Lord revengeth, and is furious. He reserveth wrath for his enemies. Sounds like the terror of the Lord to me. Talks about his wrath being poured out. Talks about him coming back and treading upon the high places of the earth. When he comes back, he's going to come back with on a white horse with a sword proceeding out of his mouth, and on his side written the Word of God. Yeah. What do you think about that? You think that's the God of this world? No, that's the God of the Bible. You think that's what everyone's hearing about when they go to church? Probably not. Probably not. The Bible says in Amos, the Lord will roar. He'll roar. The Lord will roar like a lion? Yeah. The next time he comes, he's not coming back as a lamb. He's coming back as a lion. He's going to roar, and all the nations will fear. That's the terror of the Lord. Read about it in Amos chapter number 1, the roar that the Lord will bring. The terror that will come across the people. The fear. Who can abide in the day of the Lord? Joel chapter 2 and verse number 11. The terror of the Lord. Let's read it again. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's all I want to talk about. If we know the terror of the Lord, won't we tell somebody get saved? Won't we tell somebody get right with God? Won't we tell somebody, hey, God loves you, friend. Come to Jesus. Oh, dear friend, don't wait another day to be saved. You driving on that semi right now up and down the road. You sitting in your office, you're trifling with your own soul. Don't wait another day. Do you know the terror of the Lord? If you were to die this moment in your sins, you'd go to hell forever. That's the terror of the Lord. The Lord must be just and right and holy. If you don't believe on His Son, you'll die in your sins and go to hell. The terror of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. So, oh, it's nothing to me. Oh, it'll be everything to you when you wake up in eternity. Terror of the Lord, we persuade you, and we persuade one another. Be saved today. Come unto you all the ends of the earth and be saved. Come now, Jesus said, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. If you're lost today, be saved. Bow in faith and repentance, and trust the Lamb of God to wash your sins away. And us that are saved, Let the terror of the Lord grip our souls so we persuade men to come to the Lamb of God and be saved. Oh, may something happen in our hearts that it changes us. May God give us a burden. Oh, we need a little bit of hell in our hearts. We need a little bit of fury in our hearts, a little bit of glimpse of the wrath of God, so we might persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5:11. We've ran out of time, beloved. We'll be back with you on the next broadcast. Goodbye.